Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to politics, we all know how a bill becomes law. It begins as an idea in someone's mind, then gets drafted and introduced into one house. If it passes that house, it gets introduced into the second house. If it passes the second house, it's on to the governor for his signature. Then it becomes law. Sounds simple enough, and in an ideal world, that's how the process works. In reality, it's usually quite a bit different because of little things called amendments. Amendments are changes to a bill. They can be slight or massive. I once saw a bill amended so heavily that only one paragraph remained on 7 pages of text. They can also happen at just about any stage of the process. Committees can amend bills, they can be amended during floor debate, and the governor can even issue something called an amendatory veto, which says that he'll sign a bill if certain changes are made. The important thing to remember is that when all is said and done, the exact same bill with the exact same wording must be passed by both the House and the Senate. So what happens when a bill is changed? If it happens in the first house, then nothing much. The bill in its amended form goes over to the second house, and if it's not amended further, then it proceeds as normal. If, however, it passes one house, then gets amended, it has to go back to the first house, where another vote is taken, and the amendments are either accepted or rejected. If they're rejected, then they go to a House-Senate conference committee, where the differences are ironed out. That was the case yesterday on House Bill 268, a bill to allow couples contemplating a divorce to take a time out to seek reconciliation without incurring any penalties. The bill left the House with no amendments but was amended twice in the Senate, where wording was added that made the bill complicated and unworkable. The bill's sponsor, Representative Sharon Grief from the Bitterroot, rejected the Senate amendments and a conference committee was formed. It consisted of 3 members of each House, 2 members from the majority party, and 1 member from the minority party. These meetings generally don't have witnesses who testify. The committee members meet in executive session and discuss the bill amongst themselves. But yesterday, in an unusual move, the bill sponsor asked if I would give my thoughts on the amendment. There were no objections, so I was allowed to speak. I pointed out that the amendment made the bill unworkable and was opposed by the group of family law attorneys that had worked on the bill for the past 2 years. In the end, the amendment was stripped off, the bill was returned to its original form, and was passed out of the committee on a 5-1 vote. It was a small victory, but an important one for couples considering a divorce. This bill will allow them to step out of line to seek counseling. If it works, great, we've saved another marriage. If reconciliation fails, they step back into line and proceed forward rather than having to start the entire process all over again. The bill now works and will be passed in the same exact form by both the House and the Senate, thanks to the efforts of a conference committee. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.